Thank you very much for coming in. We've come on a long bus ride from Phnom Penh all the way over the Thai border and into Bangkok for a night. You can hear a little bit of that on the weekend if you're around for the Soundways Records party, Sounds of Siam. And very happy to be here in Cambodia. They don't have anything like a record store. Records went out in 1975 when Pol Pot came in. So we're going to play you a few songs pre-75 and a few songs post Khmer Rouge, right up to now.
Oh, the acoustic out. I've got to change the string.
This is a song. Sorry, T tells me it's called Baby Lady Boy. You'll have to ask her what it's all about. I've tried to get the translation and it comes out differently each time. What is it about, Baby Lady Boy?
Yes, and before I have all us, many people, all baby 80 years before, all song, maybe 180 years, but I don't know, have the girl, what's her name, she song, but I look, see that Joe have, oh, why have one song here, Baby Lady Boy? So this is about, have one party, but one girl dancing, one need boy come dancing all together, but the boy, no look her, her said, why you not dancing with me? Okay, you not dancing with me? You have baby lady boy. yeah, but funny story, yes.
But the melody is certainly a really old one, and it's from the rural parts of Cambodia, near where Sri T comes from, up in Prey Veng, on the Vietnam border. As well, it's called Cambodian Space Project 2011, A Space Odyssey. It's here in store in Rough Trade.
And it's in the top 10 this month. Or top 10 picks, anyway. Kunyong mun sok chit te.
Okay.
We play some pretty poppy stuff as well. Like this one. It's called I'm Unsatisfied.
Do my best. I've been trying to grow one for a while. Some of you will recognize this. It's called Shave Your Beard, I Love You.
Cambodia, the rhythm machine that is Mr. Bongsak. The Al Pacino of Cambodian rock, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bongsak. He's old enough to have lived through the killing fields and was actually given a rifle and spent time as a young soldier, probably a child soldier, we're not too sure. But lived through the war, and of course, when Sray T came along, it was around about the same time Pol Pot ran away, and they've both been singing and playing music all their lives. Bongsak only just bought a drum kit recently, or was given one at least. And Sray T, when we met her, was singing five nights a week, karaoke and Cambodian restaurants, both making about, you know, $50, $60, $70, $80 a month. And really, it's a musical adventure that we've been on, and music has got us all through, and it's a continuing adventure, thankfully. But you know, Bongsak being here in London in Rough Trade, they don't know what Rough Trade is. They didn't know where London was. They thought it might be near Hong Kong or perhaps Australia. And of course, Bong's worried about the farm at the moment, whether there's enough water coming to bring rice for the next season ahead. And so the opportunity to come here is a real, real special one, and we appreciate you guys being here to share it with us. Thank you.
This is the song that the Status Quo would have written if they'd ever come to Cambodia.
Thank you.
your number before I see you in Cambodia. Thank you.
Family reunion, folks. Right, this is the song that Sri T wrote after she got to France. Now, there was a lot of trouble trying to get a visa for France. And she was worried she'd never see Paris. But then at the very last minute, came through. And once she got to France, she couldn't find rice anywhere, so she was unhappy. And so in the great tradition of songwriters, she wrote a song about her troubles. And this is called Have Visa, No Have Rice. Much easier to find rice in the UK. Well, bits of the UK, yeah.
Not up in Halifax, Bong.
No, that was
everyone in Cambodia is called Bong, by the way, so Scott over there actually works out as Bong Scott.
Bong guitar, Bong bass, Bong solo, Bong drum, on sing.
This is George. He's a local. We've roped him in to help out on the bass, and he's doing a fantastic job. Thank you very much, George.
Thank you.
It's a long story about the first time Sri T rang ahead to her village and told them that she was bringing her new band from Phnom Penh home. And her new band was quite different. It was made up of Barang, as well as Cambodian people.
Barang means foreigner in Cambodian.
So in her village, they haven't seen many foreigners, and they were shocked. Out in Prabang province is 1.1 million people, and they still live without water and electricity for the most part. So it was an effort to go there, and this song is where she sings through a menu of a feast that they're preparing for their foreign guests. And she's singing about all the things that they've got, all the pots of things that are cooking, and the kind of big festival that we're going to make there, the Mahasarop. But she's also apologizing, saying, no, have red wine.
have whiskey Cambodia. And of course it drops from the trees, the whiskey Cambodia.
Thank you.
we're going to drop it down and just give you a couple of very quiet acoustic numbers for a moment.
Cha Thank you.
Music we play is covers of old Cambodian pop tunes from the 60s. They wrote some fantastic stuff. They also did this thing where they would hear something come down the line from GI Radio or something and think, oh, we like the sound of that. We might use that. And so you start seeing there's a whole stack of songs like The House of the Rising Sun, Hey Jude, White Shade of Pale. The Cambodians think these are theirs. They know these songs. Well, why are you singing them with these funny English words? Well, let's see about that. This is one of those songs, and I'm sure you will all recognise it. And maybe we'll have more than one dancer. What do you reckon?
Bye. keep asking Bontac for more cowbell when he doesn't get it. By the way, we have some very attractive t-shirts on sale tonight. A range of designs, a range of sizes. You might even, if you're lucky, be able to find the design you want in the size you want, but we can't promise anything. But we're going to do the national anthem of Cambodia now.
Be upstanding, ladies and gentlemen, the Cambodian national anthem. It's called, it's a surf rock song called Dopramoy. Song off our album, it's called Cross Kangaroo, which means kangaroo boy. And Sri T came up with this song just before we were going to Australia, of course. We said, what's this song called? Expecting some very complicated Khmer title. She said, it's called Kangaroo Boy Bong. And I thought, okay, that should be good. That will work on this tour. When we got to Australia, she actually met some real kangaroos, furry little creatures. And in Cambodia, they eat anything, bugs, spiders, snakes, cockroaches. But she's decided that kangaroos are just so sweet and nice that they're inedible. She can't eat them or can't bring herself to eat them.
Different kind of sweet.
That's Vodafone.
Bloody brilliant. All right.
that's one not easy, rock and roll. And write song and story before I go Australia and go everywhere. Yes, not easy for me because I'm Cambodian, not easy visa, not easy for no have ride, no have cold. Cambodia very hot.
Actually, she got to Texas and realized that America wasn't all in some parts, all that it's cracked up to be on TV. People were very big, and the food was very cheesy, and that's one thing Cambodians can't handle. So it's kind of like a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll, but they haven't heard of AC/DC in Cambodia. Not easy rock and roll.
Thank you so much.